I'm Taryn Kay, and I played the lift girl in the last two series of Are You Being Served? And I played the lift girl in Are You Being Served? And I did the last two series of it. As soon as Mike Berry joined, there I played the lift girl in all the same series as he did. So, and that was because the other girl who played the lift girl, and I'm sorry, I don't remember her name, she actually died. So I was brought in, you know, as a replacement. Okay, now the reason I got the part was I was with an agency called SAM, Studio Artist Management, many, many years ago when I left dancing college. I trained as a dancer first at Lane Theatre Arts. And I was asked to just have a very tiny sort of walk-on part in the TV series called The Happy Band with Harry Worth. And I had appeared in pantomime with Harry Worth as well. So it was really nice. And I finished early. And on the way back, David Croft said he'd give me a lift back to the BBC studios. So, yeah, so that's how I sort of got. He said, oh, you'll be in touch with something else soon. And he did. He got in touch with Are You Being Served as the lift girl, which was very nice. The casts were absolutely lovely. And we used to go into rehearsals. We were sort of grouped together, two lift girls and two of these shop workers. And as I say, we occasionally got lines, we occasionally got to dance. It was different every episode what we've got to do, but we all used to stay together. And we used to go into rehearsals, I think once or twice in the week, down at Acton, the BBC rehearsal studios, which was always lovely. And the whole cast, I mean, they were all great fun, all a laugh, and, you know, we used to have super times together. especially Wendy Richards, she was always telling me about her boyfriends and her always had man trouble, bless her, when she was younger. She was always telling us a story, so we looked forward to those very much. And we always liked, you know, Arthur English was always such a gentleman. I really liked him because he was in the Variety for many years, and he was always so warm and just lovely. Yeah. Never did any filming out on location. Are You Being Served? It was always in the studio, always in the studio. I mean, I know some of the cast used to go out, but because we were, you know, lift girls, shop girls, and there was Dorothy Vernon, who played the canteen worker. We always just stayed in the studio because it was all set up there. Yes, I did a small appearance in Heidi High as the beauty queen. I didn't win it, so we won't talk about that. Okay. And apart from that, no, none of the others. I didn't get asked to appear in anything else, which was a shame. I was always in music, because I did musical theatre and repertory theatre. To be honest, most of the time I was doing that, so it was just lucky when Are You Being Served? Because they gave me so much warning, it fitted in. But some of the other things perhaps wouldn't have suited me because I was in either pantomime, rep, or yeah, out on the road somewhere touring. Absolutely. Now, I can't remember the name of the episode, but it was the episode where we were all dancers and we were choreographed by Irving Davis, who was a fantastic choreographer. And there was a scene where me and the other lift girl were doing the Highland Fling. And then we place the swords and we do the splits. John Inman comes along and he has a go, you know, trying to do the splits over the swords. But that was a great part, and yeah, it was lovely to be a dancer on that. And I've still got the clip now, which is good. Well, only things like occasionally the lift doors didn't work because they weren't proper lift doors. You didn't press a button and they open. We had carpenters and men behind there sort of opening the doors, and occasionally they got stuck, which was hilarious. So I remember that, and I remember backstage where the lifts were, it was always full of nails and bits of wood. I don't know why. They were obviously having trouble with something, but yeah, that they were my fond memories of Are You Being Served. Favorite character? Oh, I think Molly Sudgeon. Yeah, I'd love to play her now. You know, ooh, you know, my pussy, ooh, you know, lovely. Well, only that it was a really good stepping stone, because since then I, if I do TV work, obviously it's much bigger parts now, you know, and I've been very lucky because we're nearly talking 28 years, I think it's something like 28, 28 years since it finished. I can't remember when, but I've kept in the business ever since, and I keep really busy. And even now, I keep busy because I was lucky enough to do my own home studio, so I do voiceovers from home at the moment. So I've kept in the business, and so it's been really great. And I put a lot of that down to learning a lot from the comedy skills of Croft and Perry. And funny enough, I'm actually up for, not up, I've done a pilot sitcom for the BBC recently, comedy. And most of the stuff I do tends to be around comedy, which I love. So, yeah. Now, that's a good question. I used to get really good royalties for years and years and years. And then about, I think, 3-4 years ago, when it started being shown on the BBC, they cut it down to like one-off fees. And since then, money trickles through, but very, very minimal, as I say. And even Heidi High used to be really good repeats, and all of that has stopped. And I don't know what the Equity did a deal or something, from what you probably know more about that than me. Equity did a deal. And, so it just trickles through now, but not a lot. Yeah, could just about go out and have a meal somewhere on it, or buy myself a cup of coffee, I think, on some of the repeats. But anyway, I'm grateful of the chance of having worked with such geniuses. So, thank you. Very nice talking to you. And keep up the good work.